Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, October 12th, and you're listening to the SMBE Strategy Cast, or if you'd like, the Small and Medium Business Strategy Cast, episode number one. This is the introduction to the SMB Strategy Cast, and it's available at bizplanhelp.com. I'm your host, Steve Moore, and I am the president of Eagle Strategy Group. Eagle Strategy Group, we provide business strategy consulting services to startups, small and medium businesses, including business planning, operations, technology, merger and acquisition, as well as do some interim management stuff. For more information, go to eaglestrategygroup.com. In this podcast, we're going to cover business strategy topics that pertain to startups and small and medium businesses. I'll cover areas I run into with my clients or areas I've run into in my past, some cases, as well as some topics that I feel really pertain to the small and medium businesses, as well as probably tie into the news or the trends of the day. And it's available, the podcast, at the BizPlanHelp website, which is bizplanhelp.com, which is put together by Eagle Strategy Group. And the BizPlanHelp website itself is basically geared towards not only business plans, but other strategy topics for small and medium businesses. So you can see how everything's kind of tying together. The Eagle Strategy Group is the consulting entity, whereas BizPlanHelp is free resources for business people, the do-it-yourselfers, not just business plans, other strategy topics, and everything. You can see how everything's kind of tying together, the podcast, BizPlanHelp, and Eagle Strategy Group. The format for this podcast is 10 minutes, and I'm going to try to do one or two of these a week and see what happens. Maybe I'll do more, maybe I'll do less. And the question you're probably asking right now is, why 10 minutes? Well, one, it'll allow me to easily fit these into the schedule so I can get them out there, my schedule. It's also for the listener. You know, it's something now you can listen to on your commute. Most of us have a commute that's 10 minutes or more and are spending our time listening to iPods already, or MP3s in the car, or on the train, or on the bus, however. I want everyone to be able to fit this into their commute. The other piece of this, and the real big piece of the 10 minutes, is basically I'm using a trial version of Cast Blaster that only allows for 10 minutes. So maybe in the future I'll pay the $50 for the full version so I can do longer than 10 minutes. Or maybe I'll work something out with the people over at Cast Blaster and give them free advertising in exchange for software or something like that. Because that's $50. That's a real hefty fee. Maybe something like this. You are listening to the SMB Strategy Cast, sponsored by Cast Blaster. Cast Blaster is available at castblaster.com. You know, something like that to help them out and for me to get the software for free, because I'm too cheap to pay the $50. Which is also why you should consider listening to my podcast and reading my blog, because a lot of small businesses and startups are also in a mode where they need to save money. And that's what this is all about, is getting a profitable business put together. Because of the short format, the 10-minute format, I'll probably only cover one topic with each podcast, which will also make it interesting for the listener and to see if I can keep that one topic down to 10 minutes. But the topic will be a strategy topic that I find important. It might cover some listener questions and feedback I've gotten, as well as it could come out of news or current events that I think are important to small and medium businesses. The publishing of this podcast obviously will be to bizplanhelp.com. If you're listening to this, you've already found it in the interactive section of that site. But you probably manually downloaded it, and that's one thing I need to work on, is to get the XML feed together, and the blog to go along with that, so you can have your aggregator download this instead of having to manually download it. And we'll obviously make it easier on my bandwidth of my site also, so that people aren't streaming this as readily. The blog will also include show notes and links. Not sure in what detail just yet, but like a lot of the stuff related to this podcast, I expect the process to evolve over time. Who knows? Maybe I'll take a tangent at some point and only cover certain specific topics. You know, maybe this will become the, you know, small business legal podcast, or the small business marketing podcast, or you know, who knows what's going to happen. But we'll see who listens to this and what kind of feedback I get, and, you know, as I do this, what direction it goes in. As far as, like, the direction for now, the way I see this going is the next show, I will begin at the beginning and start up with the business plan. And you're sitting here listening to this, and maybe you're not a startup, or you don't feel you need a business plan. Well, you probably do, you know. So who should tune in next week? Everybody should tune in to the next episode. And it's not just for startups. You know, basically, you think about who needs a business plan. The startup is the obvious. You know, even if you're a startup and you're doing a home business, or you're a sole proprietorship that you're starting, you know, if you don't need a plan for getting money, so why do a business plan? Well, the process of creating the plan can really help you get organized. You know, and really, you know, flesh out your strategy. You know, the little industry research, even if you don't go in depth, you may find things that you didn't realize before, and you may find yourself going in a different direction, and it helps you out. And it's not just startups. You're a young and fast-growing company, you're probably going to put together a business plan for funding. But what about the fact that the inside managers reading that business plan, it really gets them all on the same page. Everyone understands the strategy. Everyone understands the budget constraints and why things are being done the way they are. And understand the industry, and maybe even give feedback to the analysis or the different sections relating to that. And that holds true for a seasoned corporation that's been around for years. You know, keeping management on the same page, keeping things, you know, fresh, or even a seasoned corporation to explore new areas of business. Maybe they're going into a new category of their business or attacking another customer. You know, business plan is a great way to get things rolling and to see what it's going to take to put it together. You know, and also within large corporations, you have departments and divisions. You know, if you've got P&L responsibility for a division or a department, you know, you should really think about a business plan to keep people in line and to understand what you're going to deliver from a P&L standpoint. So I hope you all join me for the next episode. I've already rambled on for 7.5 minutes, so, you know, that 10 minutes is going to come up pretty quick, so I just want to do a little bit of house cleaning before signing out. If you want to email me questions, or if you have any comments about this podcast, suggestions, the email address for the show is podcast@bizplanhelp.com. That's podcast at bizplanhelp.com. And you can download future episodes of the podcast also at bizplanhelp.com. It's in the interactive section, but if you're listening to this, you've probably already found it. And as I already mentioned, in the future, you know, if you use an aggregator to get your news and web blogs, or you're using iTunes or iPod or a similar product to get your podcast, I am putting together the XML feed, so you'll be able to subscribe soon. And to learn more about Eagle Strategy Group, you know, the company that's putting together this podcast, as well as the bizplanhelp.com website, go to eaglestrategygroup.com. And there's also the weblog will be at bizplanhelp in the interactive section. There currently is a weblog there that kind of keeps you up to date on the bizplanhelp.com website. And as we roll up here, we're at 9 minutes, so I want to just thank you for listening to the SMB Strategy Cast, the first episode, and later.